This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Yes. Talk Radio Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the final one for 2018. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, our bill of fare here on the countdown is to have Michael Harrison with us, but he is indisposed, so I have corralled a group of my pals, talk radio experts from different facets of the business. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. John Harper from WMEL in Florida. And so we go through the stories and the people. We'll get some nuance as we're really trying to wrap this all up and put it into perspective. So let's do that. First, we'll have the voice of Michael, who's not here live, but he has gone through the top 20 stories according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So let's have that list from their perspective, and then we'll see where we want to put this in terms of other perspectives beside, this is the real deal. This is the real list from Michael Harrison of the top 20 stories of the year.
Number 20, the National Football League. Number 19, the climate change reports. Number 18, the Western wildfires and hurricanes Florence and Michael. Number 17, the Democratic House speaker battle. Number 16, Facebook Cambridge Analytica case. Number 15, the Saudi journalist slaying. Number 14, the Inspector General's FBI Clinton investigation. Number 13, the Roseanne reboot and Barr fired. Number 12, the Me Too movement. Number 11, U.S. military alliances. Number 10, the North Korea nukes program and the Trump-Kim summit. Number 9, the Dow and world markets activity. Number 8, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 7, the Stormy Daniels case. Number 6, Trump versus the media. Number 5, the Kavanaugh confirmation. Number 4, the midterm elections. Number 3, the mass shootings. Number 2, immigration issues. Number 1, the Mueller report, the Mueller investigation, the Trump-Russia investigation. Those are the top stories of 2018.
All right. So I want to go back to something. Those of you who are listening to the program in its entirety, we had earlier on the talk radio review, which is something that is ancillary to the countdown itself, overviewing some of the stories with our own thoughts about them. And we were discussing the most important hosts, and I asked around the room, John, Victoria, Richie, to tell us who they thought was the number one host. And there was some agreement on Limbaugh. It's very interesting in the Trump era how, in my opinion, Rush has been overshadowed by Sean Hannity. But he has done very, very well. There's an interesting profile on Politico.com if you want to see it. Rush Limbaugh Roars Back is what it's titled. And so the thing that makes this interesting, or part of it anyway, and Sean and Rush are friends by design, by necessity, but they are friends. I can't tell you that I'm still friends. Limbaugh and I were friends early on because he and I have been on the air for about the same amount of time doing a syndicated program. He started in August of 1988 doing his Limbaugh show, and I started in October of 88 doing what was the forerunner of the Good Day show, which was the forerunner of the DJV show that I do now. But he made, at that time, talk radio was not what it is today by a long shot. It was very little politics. It was lifestyle. It was conversation about things that were going on in all of our lives and our world. And Limbaugh grabbed it. Limbaugh took the available life signs. He had the deal, and I don't mean to be too inside here, but he was working on KFBK in Sacramento. A fellow that's a very good friend of mine, worked with me on my station, other stations, a named Bruce Marr, heard Limbaugh at his home in Reno. And he called a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who was then the president of ABC Radio, but wanted to go out on his own. They'd been trying to find somebody that they could make national, that wasn't like the talk radio of the moment. which was much more, as I say, lifestyle. So Limbaugh went to New York. Because of McLaughlin's status at ABC, they gave him 2 hours of free time on WABC in New York. So Limbaugh went on from noon until 2, and because there was a breakdown, it just happened, timing is everything, a program that had been on in midday on an old thing called Daynet had 46 affiliates. So Limbaugh started on the first day doing noon to 2 on WABC, and then he did the syndicated show from noon to 2, and then he did 2 hours free for WABC in New York, because that's how they got him in there. McLaughlin says, "Oh, give you the show for free, just put him on the network." So anyway, that's how the program started, and he grabbed it from the beginning. It was all politics, and it changed the whole world of talk radio to basically what it is today. And Trump listens to Limbaugh and Sean on the radio. He watches Fox News. And that's also something that has given these two guys unparalleled power, I think, anyway. And so I've given you my background, or what I think is the background of these two guys and how they've grown. Number three on the list of talkers, anyway, is Dave Ramsey, who has a completely different apolitical program. His business, the way he does things, has created an ambiance for him that's really quite good. I think there's going to be a change, though, in the top. I think there are some up-and-comers. Rishi, you've got a couple of people at Radio America, Dana and Chad, who are the talk of the non-traditional. They're doing politics, but they're doing it in a way that gives flair and favor. I think Chad really has a lot going for him because he's funny.
Chad's really funny. Yeah.
In-your-face guy. I remember the argument we had at dinner. I think you were there last year. Anyway, but Dana is a different. Dana is, because of her, I think, connection to the National Rifle Association, has a
different.
You want to
know what Dana's, and this is what people love about Rush, or loved back in the early days about Rush. Dana's really good at taking an issue and breaking it down to what it means for you, but then delivering it in an entertaining way that keeps you engaged. And that's what talk radio really those big
some
days
of these people,
was.
Yeah. Yep.
Is they took these big, difficult topics, and they made it entertaining. They made fun of it. They had a good time with it. Even though it wasn't a fun topic, they made you understand it, and they entertained you at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of, you know, Dana and Chad focuses on. Chad's just a little bit more silly and has more fun with it.
Yeah, he is silly.
You know, it's, and that's where, but see, Trump kind of reinvigorated all of the originator guys, the Limbaughs and the Hannitys.
The old guys that were getting stale.
Right, and because it was just getting too hardcore, like in your face, like banging on your head all day long. People don't want to be beat on all day long like this.
No.
They don't want to hear the drum beat all day long. But Trump made it interesting again, and that's why those guys are seeing increased ratings right now.
Yep, exactly. All right, Victoria Jones, as a veteran working in a lot of great radio stations, you have not done a syndicated program, but you've been heard on lots of radio stations. When did you do a syndicated show?
I did a syndicated show for United Radio Networks from 96 to 98.
Why did I miss that? Why did I forget that?
I don't know.
I don't either. At any rate,
Company.
Oh, that's right. Yes, okay, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Because they carried my program, too. And I'm now thinking, wait a minute, what is there that I missed here? Yes, they did. They carried my program, and you were on the air there as well. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about, though, and I don't want to do this in a way that seems belittling, and I don't want it to come across like you're the token woman, so I want to know about women hosts, but I kind of do want to know where I'm upset. I'm continually upset about women in this workplace as well as other workplaces not getting paid equally and not having a presence. So where are the good women in terms of gathering an audience? We just talked about Dana Loesch, but other women, either local or syndicated, who aren't second bananas, who aren't blonde bimbos, who aren't there just to laugh at the host. Where
One
are
of them
the
just
real...
got out. Laura.
Yeah, Laura got out. Yeah, right. So where are the good ones, Victoria? Are we getting more women to do this and do it well?
There are some good women in local talk radio, and there, I think there are some local syndicated hosts. I think this is a question that has to be directed to management, and I think there is still a very 80s mindset, I'm not even going to say a 90s mindset, that that listeners don't want to listen, this is going to sound awful, don't want to listen to an opinionated woman. Now, I would say that's not true, because listeners, and in talk radio, I think that still the majority of them are men, although there are a lot of women listening to these shows, listening to your show and listening to other talk radio.
Well, I have more women listening to me, but that's because
right.
the design of the show is I got three women co-hosts, and we want to talk about women's issues.
But I think women and men are very interested in listening to women and men who have opinions and want to discuss them in a lively way. This is going into 2019, and I think sometimes we don't always catch up with that. But having said that, I also think that that it's complicated, because even if management is saying yes, we want to do this, sometimes it's like turning around an ocean liner. Yeah. It's not turning around a skiff. It takes time to do things, and you just have to wait a little while for people to come up. And there are a lot of very interesting young and older women out there who are doing good local radio, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of them syndicated. And I think local radio is very exciting right now.
All right, John, I want to get your take on that in a moment. I got to pause here and get a couple of things done, and then we'll continue. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, end of year for 2018. Losing weight. If you get to the end of the year and you've put on those pounds, like most of us have, you want to get them off, and you're looking for a diet, and you're going to go, well, let's see. What are the big diets? There's the DASH diet. There's the Weight Watchers diet. There's the Mediterranean diet. There's the Atkins diet. There's this diet, that diet. Well, let me help you out a little bit here, boys and girls. How to lose weight and get it to stay off is the science of what happens using Kellitrin. Kellitrin, scientifically proven to be the healthiest way to lose weight and to keep it off. Gives you energy because their number one ingredient is collagen. Collagen, 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. And yet when you get to be 30, you stop making collagen. So you need a supplement, and Kellitrin is the best supplement that I know of for collagen. It's the highest quality, made with all natural digestive enzymes to help you absorb the collagen fully. Kellitrin puts active ingredients into this thing that help you lose the fat, gain muscle. Weight loss is important not only to achieve, but to keep it off. That's why I like Kellitrin, because it helped me lose my extra little roundness when I came back from California last spring, and I'm on it still because it keeps me where I want to be, about 173, 174. So let's take collagen. Let's do an amazing job. Let's go to toploss.com, toploss.com. Use the code DJV and get a break on the price, plus a free bottle when you buy three. All right? Order Kellitrin. Lose the weight at toploss.com. Make sure you use the code DJV.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Without Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen, but I do have a great list of supporters. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here, another D.C. mainstay, Rich McFadden at Radio America, plus John Harper, my pal from WMEL, carried this My Morning program for almost as long as it's been around. John has been a great supporter, a great friend. He's a great broadcaster. So I want you to weigh in, John, if you will, on the presence of women on the air and the content, the context and content of where we're going conversationally. And maybe more to the point, what did you find over the years at WMEL? What was the best combination of people on the air that you had? You're a very local guy, and you have learned how to take syndicated programs like mine and make them sound local, which takes a little work. And if we could get some of these lazy program directors to do what you do, we could sort of revolutionize a little bit more of the morning stuff that's around. But anyway, tell us what your years, your most the most successful years with the combination of various hosts that were available.
Well, obviously, Doug, first of all, the secret to that success has been a good blend or combination of both local and nationally syndicated talk shows. Let me for a moment point out yours. Over the years, you have constantly evolved and kept up with the times, and you've not been doing a talk show that you were doing the likes of which back in the 1990s. You have evolved, and I think that is important for a talk show, a talk radio station. That number one. Number two, Victoria especially was talking about some of the women in talk radio, and you mentioned, Doug, where are they coming from, and how do you get good women on the air. I think Victoria, first of all, over the years has been kind of a trailblazer.
She has been, yeah. I agree with you.
And setting a good pace, a good tone for women of talk radio and talk television. And I think TV, by the way, has developed a good stable of women. who are new to the industry for the most part. They don't have a lot of years behind them, but there are a lot of good women on many of the networks these days. But more specifically, getting back to your question as to where do you develop and find them, it certainly is at the local level. And I think we're seeing the trend in talk radio and in music radio, too, I might add, where stations are getting away from the voice tracking and things like that and going back to local disc jockeys, which is really refreshing. I really enjoy hearing disc jockeys that I know are in my community or wherever it may be, but that's very good for the industry. And as far as talk radio goes, developing women and men who have a good understanding of the community, good understanding of issues that are important to a community, and can communicate to the listeners. But it starts at local radio, and that's what we are going to be trying to do here in 2019, really develop a large portion of our programming into local talk radio.
Yeah, there's a there are a couple of good. I'm thinking about local folks who have done still, if there are any that were jocks beforehand. Rush was a jock. I was a jock. Most of the people that were successful early on, and even continuing today. Sean was never a jock. I think Todd Snit was. I'm trying to think of some of the other
Benson
people around.
Was a jock.
Was Benson a jock? Yeah.
Yeah.
You were a jock. Yeah.
I was a jock.
So that. We brought you were Victoria. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Really? All right. Richie played a little music from time to time.
The 70s station.
Yeah. I don't know how good you were at it, but I know you.
Not very. Not very.
it was a fun time because we understood how to have fun, and that's what I think many of us who have been around for a while bring to the surface here that isn't obvious with some of the more serious types that take themselves so seriously today. Anyway, that's my take on it. We're going to continue. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is going to help us in the next half hour as we work towards some of the legal issues that were important on News Talk Radio this past year.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Colds and flu bring special considerations for people with high blood pressure, especially those on blood pressure medication. Willie E. Lawrence, M.D., Chief of Cardiology at Research Medical Center, Kansas City, Missouri, and spokesperson for the American Heart Association, has more.
If you have high blood pressure, it's important to know that some medicines, even supplements, will affect you differently. If you are struggling to keep your pressure controlled, review your routines, including over-the-counter medicines and supplements, and talk with your doctor about changes you can make.
To prevent flu, start by getting your flu shot. But if you do get sick, make sure you read the labels on over-the-counter medicines such as decongestants. Look for warnings for those with high blood pressure.
A decongestant should be used for the shortest amount of time possible and never by someone with severe or uncontrolled high blood pressure. Some ingredients in cold and flu medicines can affect blood pressure.
To learn more about what you should do, visit heart.org/HBP.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officer Singh is the shining example of what immigration in America should be.
The Stanislaus County Sheriff in California speaking of the death of an officer this week at the hands of an illegal immigrant who shot him during a traffic stop.
This is a young man who immigrated here legally. It was his dream to come to America. It was his dream to be a police officer, and he worked hard to achieve that goal. And unfortunately, he sacrificed his life trying to defend and protect his community.
The suspect in that shooting remains at large. President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if Congress doesn't approve funding for a border wall, tweeting this morning, quote, "We'll be forced to close the southern border entirely if the obstructionist Democrats do not give us the money to finish the wall." And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
After the hour, the focus here is what the big stories of the year have been in terms of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Without Michael Harrison, but we have all these other people who are here to lend a hand, if you will, and to help us focus. We have Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida. Joining us now is also our legal expert. Not many radio programs have their own legal expertise. And maybe that's an oxymoron. Maybe legal and expertise together in the same sentence.
Did you
maybe a bit of a problem. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer. He teaches law, and there's another oxymoron, at Bentley University in Boston. He's also one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, so he's here with us on the countdown. And I want to put you and Victoria together because of all of the stories. You look at the top 20 list, and at number 16, Facebook comes into focus. And as scandals go for 2018, Facebook is probably at not the top, maybe the Russia thing is the biggest scandal, but Facebook's got to be close. So, Victoria, let's have a little more, because you made a big deal out of this earlier on, the Facebook thing and what it does to us in general. What does it do to life in America? What does it do to life, generally speaking? Give us the background as to why you think this is so important.
I think it's important because so many people are on Facebook. I think it's important because so many of us don't realize what's going on with Facebook. I mean, I just sent you, did you receive that list from BuzzFeed
News? Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Yeah, just simply a big list of all the Facebook scandals. Yeah. And when you look at that list, date by date by date, that is a pretty long scroll, isn't it?
Yeah, so Steve, in terms of what the legal ramifications of this, what liability does Facebook have for this? It starts last January, all the fake news stuff and then people's data being mined. There are all kinds of things. I mean, there are dozens of things that Facebook has done. They've been bought and paid for by money from guys like George Soros, who could fiddle around with them, and maybe they've been fiddled and diddled with the Russians, the Chinese, and a lot of people have been, if you will, objectified here. So if you have a problem with Facebook, whether it's your own stuff relating to something said, you know, is it freedom of speech protected, or is there liability on the part of Facebook for some of this stuff?
Well, you know, it is interesting, and first of all, I agree totally with Victoria. I think this is a huge problem that people really don't necessarily appreciate how serious it is. And it also points out the fact that the technology is always ahead of the law. The law is always playing catch-up. So, for instance, with some of the fake news and things for which Facebook might otherwise be held responsible, they aren't, because under present law, they really don't have any legal obligation. They are they're a platform where other people can put things up, and there are specific laws that protect them from any liability. That's an issue that needs to be revisited. But perhaps most revisited is the fact of all of this personal information about us that people really never even thought about. And certainly, no one ever reads the user agreement in basically what it says is, you know, we will take
your
first
you.
Born. Yeah, we do. We owe you. Yeah. We own you. We own your information, and the little bits of data and metadata can be used to manipulate people for any wide variety of purposes, and it can be done for all kinds of invasion of privacy, to influence people to buy a product, to influence people to vote for a candidate, and this is something where the European Union is far ahead of us on this. They have just instituted some laws regarding personal data, when it can be used, what can be gathered, and even that is just a good start, but we need to follow that lead, because right now it's the wild, wild west as far as what Facebook can do legally.
Well, there are other adjuncts to this. Because they have so much money, they've bought up all of the ancillary. They bought up Instagram. Well, they paid, what, $19 billion for WhatsApp, and that in itself is mind-boggling. When you look at some of the wealth that's been created around social media, it's cool, but then how the concentration of this media has gone in the Facebook direction. Zuckerberg's obviously trying to keep himself relevant, but there doesn't seem to be the same kind of scrutiny. Is there a Department of Justice scrutiny for these deals? Like if an airline buys another airline, it's got to go through DOJ approval, or if Time Warner wants to be bought by some other company in the same field, it's got to go through DOJ. Does this stuff that Facebook is doing go through DOJ?
It does. They yes. still, any kind of takeover of this still is subject to antitrust laws. But, you know, frankly, as far as the Internet goes, there's all kinds of social media that can be done. And so you do have a kind of a concentration in power. I think it really, for as far as antitrust violations and monopolies, it requires a new type of analysis as far as the concentration of power here. So, yeah, I mean, if we broke up little old AT&T, they had nowhere near the power and control that Facebook has. So it's once again where the laws have to catch up with the technology.
Okay, so let me ask you the final thing in this freedom of speech arena. If they keep saying, and I was there's a special, I don't know if you've seen it or not, Steve, I was talking about it earlier on PBS this week about Facebook and what all of its machinations are, and
yeah.
they keep saying it's all freedom of speech, freedom of speech, freedom. We do yeah. this, we allow people. But then they yank Alex Jones off their platforms for violating what they say their hate speech policy. So what is it? Do you have freedom of speech there? Or it's a private country, a company, and they do what other private companies certainly are entitled to. I can say to anybody, I'm not putting you on the air anymore, and that's within my right. Because it's my program.
You know, I have no problem with them yanking Alex Jones off there. He's an abomination. And the fact that, you know, it's the old freedom of speech. You know, the old saw, you don't can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Jones has been sued and a number of times successfully over some real harm that is out and out lies. Out and out lies have perpetrated. And so here it is. There's nothing wrong with private companies having their own standard. And frankly, if you have a standard that permits Alex Jones, you have a standard that's in the gutter, basically. So it's one of the things I tell my students in media law when we say, okay, will the do I have a right as a professor to say whatever I want under the First Amendment? And the answer is no. The answer is no. My employer can fire me for anything. The First Amendment is a protection of free speech not being interfered with by government. So if your employer wants to do that, that's fine. I always remember Don Imus used to have a retort. Someone would say, well, I have a right. A caller would say, I have a right to say what I want. And he would say, responsible spokesman with opposing views, get your own damn 50,000-watt radio station.
Sounds very much like him. All right, in a moment, I want to continue with John Harper focusing on a host or hosts that he may have fired and why he fired them. And then I want to talk about the Trump-Russia investigation and where that all is going legally and otherwise. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us. And Victoria Jones is here, and John Harper. I'm Doug Steffen. With a couple of tidbits, I'm here giving people advice all the time in the form of commercials, and I take 60 seconds here and 60 seconds there to tell you stories that are based on my experience. One of the things that I will not do is shill for a company whose products I don't believe in. I don't do that. And I take the responsibility seriously of being able to present to you things that I know from my own experience will work. Thus, my talking about how to lose weight with Calitrin and how fabulously successful I have been and other people that I know have been using this product. The benefits are, there's a myriad of them, but mostly when you take the weight off, you keep it off using this program. It's very inexpensive. You don't have to go on any diet. You can if you want. Exercise is important to this, but you want to keep yourself in a conscious state of health. And that's what you do by using Calitrin to keep your weight where you need it. You can go to toploss.com and use the code DJV and get special pricing and free bottles and that sort of stuff. But lose weight the responsible way this year with Calitrin at toploss.com. And I would say the same thing when it comes to cleaning out your insides. Food is so badly processed these days. The pesticides, the herbicides, the processing made it harder for you to get the right nutrition. That's why I recommend having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. It'll also help you lose weight, but more importantly, it cleans the bad stuff out of your gut, out of your stomach, out of your colon, out of your intestines. Cleans it right out so that you have the healthiness that you need to fight off disease. Inflammation starts in the gut, starts disease. So enhance your life with Life Change Tea. It counteracts all the bad stuff. A mild cleanser, mild daily detox. Have a cup every day. You can't get it in the stores. You go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, and use the code DJV for free shipping. That's Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
All right, let's get to John Harper from WMEL. With regard to hosts, we were talking earlier what makes up a good local radio station. You ever had to fire anybody because of some of the things that we've been talking about, freedom of speech issues? I'm trying to think of some of the people I know you've had on the air over the years and whether you've had any run-ins with them.
Well, over the years, Doug, there have been some that have been terminated due to not following the directives that I laid out, but for the most part, because of the directives that I've had in place at the radio station, that's been few and far between. I've given my host a lot of latitude and longitude, and I've always told them that if they're within the boundaries, I will support them and stick up for them, and for the most part, that has worked, and I haven't had a lot of issues with having to be concerned about hosts overstepping those bounds. Yeah. I make sure they know what the boundaries are, and if you do it that way, there usually should not be a problem. Now, there have been some along the way over the years, no doubt about it, and a few of national fame to claim. But like I said, I lay out the boundaries, the playing field very clearly, and that has over the years worked and kept the host out of trouble, me out of trouble, and kept the radio station out of trouble as well.
Have you ever been sued by a listener?
I'm sorry, say again?
Ever been sued by a listener to your stations?
Going back to the days of the Anita Bryant gay rights issues in Miami, we had some issues in those days. But
yeah,
other than that, no problems.
Because she was from your neck of the woods, Orange Alley there. All right, we'll continue with a matter of, in a couple of moments, after a word or two from your local station, John Harper, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones with Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's see what we can do in a wrap here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, legal expert. Victoria Jones from the D.C. radio company. John Harper of WMEL on the countdown. I didn't ask, well, I guess the, you know, there's only so much time and only so many questions you can ask, and I want to leave everybody with an opportunity to express themselves on this number one story. Steve, I don't know whether I said this on the air or off the air to you, Victoria and John. The whole business about the nude selfie, when I first saw that headline, I thought somebody had a picture of Mueller nude. And that was what was flittering right now. That isn't the case. But why is this important? Steve, I'll start with you. The investigation itself, why is it important, and what's the impact of this nude shot that now is making the rounds?
You know, I'm not aware of this nude shot.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. Apparently, Mueller's got a picture of some Russian that played into it. Victoria, what else do you know? What's the gossip in D.C. about this nude thing that Mueller unearthed? I don't know why it's tied into this, even. I think that's what the confusion is.
Well, we don't know how long he's had this for. Of course, we don't know how long he's had a lot of
things. But who's in it? Who's in the picture?
We don't know, but Concord Management and Consulting LLC is complaining about this. Brad Heath, who's an investigative reporter for USA Today, tweeted yesterday that apparently among the millions of pages, Mueller has this selfie. And this is from a filing quote, available to the general public of the collection techniques he uses in his manner, blah, blah, blah. Could the manner in which he collected a nude selfie really threaten the national security of the United States? For the reason set forth above, defendant Concord Management and Consulting respectfully requests that the court deny the government's motion. Dated December 27, 2018, respectfully submitted. So we don't know who the nude selfie is of.
But is the implication that it's Trump?
Well, we don't know if it's...
somebody is implying. There's got to be somebody that's saying...
No, it could be anybody. There are multiple people involved. It could be anybody. It could be a Russian. It could be anybody. I don't know. What have you been up to?
Yeah, but it certainly doesn't.
I haven't taken any selfies of me. They're on Facebook. I'll tell you that. All right. So where does this investigation and the impact of it conversationally on talk radio go in 2019? Is it over for the most part? Do you think, Steve?
No.
Hell no. This thing is just beginning. And once Mueller gets his report out, and once the report is responded to by the president and his legal team, this thing is going to heat up quite a bit. But there's no question that Mueller has already. Yeah, I mean, if this thing is a witch hunt, they found more witches and warlocks than in a Harry Potter novel. They've indicted numerous Russians. They've also indicted and got convictions dealing with Manafort, with Cohen, with others. There are all kinds of wrongdoing that has occurred, and the president can rail on about things being improper, but the bottom line is that it has already shown a number of criminal violations.
Mm. One wonders, in terms of the shutdown, the government shutdown, how all of these things are impacted by that reality. The number two issue here, we got about 60 seconds. John, immigration issues, immigration where you are in Florida, is it still the big issue that it used to be, and will it continue to be there in the new year?
I think, Doug, here in the state of Florida, it seems to have taken a back seat, obviously, to the government shutdown, the economy, and again, as I mentioned earlier in the program, the mass shootings that have taken place throughout the country this year, and the infamous one in Fort Lauderdale earlier this year on February 14th, Valentine's Day, those are issues that are still first and foremost on the minds of Floridians.
Mm-hmm. The midterm elections was number four. We didn't see any, I don't know, did we see any surprises there? I mean, other than the two women, the one woman from Boston and New York that pushed out some old tired politicians. Is that the story when it came to midterm elections, Victoria?
It was one of them, but I think the other big story, of course, is the Democrats taking the House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And Kavanaugh's confirmation, Steve, you get the last word. Where does that go in 2019? What's the impact of him being on the Supreme Court now?
Well, it'd be very interesting because so far in the few decisions Kavanaugh has participated in, he's shown a good judicious temperament, and he actually has gone with more moderate views than were expected.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones, John Harbour, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.